4 months after he was declared Ebola-free and with his strength and stamina now back, Dr. Rick Sacra will leave Thursday for Liberia, where he'd spent much of the last 2 decades working for a missionary organization.
My doctor has now cleared me for a full return to work and has said I'm well enough to return to Liberia.
He plans to spend 3.5 weeks at the missionary hospital just outside Monrovia, but will not work directly with Ebola patients, even though he is now immune to the disease.
You know, I'm not intending to test my immunity. I will follow all the precautions that we're recommending to our staff. And really, that's as much because I want to continue to be a model and somebody that our staff can follow the example of, because I'm a trainer as well as just being there as a doctor. I'm also a trainer. So I need to kind of exemplify the protocols.
Sacra, speaking at a news conference at the UMass Medical School in Worcester Monday, said he has obtained his travel visa, received a vaccination for yellow fever, taken a malaria pill, and is packing medical supplies to bring with him. It is a familiar routine for the longtime missionary doctor.
I guess I'm less nervous about this trip because I know what I'm getting into a little more, and also because I've had the thing I was afraid of last time. I've had it, and thank God I'm through it.
Sacra's last Liberia trip was on August 3rd, after the Ebola outbreak had closed all the hospitals in the country. He'd been delivering babies before becoming ill with a fever on August 29th and immediately suspected it was Ebola. Airlifted to the United States, Sacra was treated for 3 weeks at the Nebraska Medical Center. He was quarantined in a biocontainment unit at the hospital and treated with plasma from Dr. Kent Brantley, another Ebola survivor. The plasma contained anti-Ebola antibodies. After returning to his home in Holden in late September, Sacra said he had a few bumps in the road.
I was readmitted to the hospital here in October with a cough and a low-grade fever, and I was retested for Ebola at that time, and that was negative. I've had some difficulty with the vision in my left eye, which has required treatment as well. That's mostly cleared up. I had physical therapy to help me regain my strength.
Sacra's announcement that he's returning to Liberia comes as no surprise. After he was released from the Nebraska hospital, he said the odds were good he would go back. Debbie Sacra described Liberia as the couple's adopted second home.
There's probably less fear now because we do know that he is immune. But I don't think that we had any trouble saying that, yes, he should go. We know that there's a need. We know that he has a big contribution to make.
Since his return, Sacra has spoken out about the Ebola epidemic in West Africa with appeals for more medical resources. He said there are now enough hospital beds to care for the Ebola patients. He said the survival rate from the disease is only about 40%. Audio from the news conference came from New England Cable News. I'm Paul Tutt, WAMC News.